Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, everyone. I hope that you are having an amazing day. In this episode, I want to give you an overview of the different types of scams that are out there. So I'm going to give you a list of scams. Now, let me just say that evil never sleeps. So there's a wide variety out there. Unfortunately, first and foremost, scammers and fraud and scams is a multi-billion dollar business. Like people are, or the industry, I should say, the economy, I should say, is losing billions, multi-billions of dollars due to scammers. And unfortunately, the scammers are not always persecuted, right? And yet the victim loses money, right? Because there's no restitution in a lot of cases. There's no recovery in a lot of cases. And then also, there are very minimum people reporting these scams because they feel so much shame, right? They feel embarrassed. They feel like if they tell someone, they'll be victim shamed, right? This is one of the reasons why I started volunteer on a fraud helpline so that I can learn about these different scams and then I can educate people. But what I want you to understand is that seniors are not the only ones getting scammed. There are people who are 18 years or older getting scams. And again, there are a wide variety of types of scams, unfortunately, right? So again, in this particular episode, I'm going to give you an overview of each one, but then I'm going to dig into each one in other episodes, right? So that I can go in further detail. But right now, I want to give you an overview. If you're interested in senior scams and other scams, or scams that target any people of any ages, it's not even a senior scam. People of all ages are being scammed. But if that's the type of topic that you're interested in for these particular episodes, you want to go ahead and subscribe to this Ageless Abodes podcast channel. Now, I talk about other topics, topics other than scams. I also talk about real estate related topics. I also talk about homeowner nightmares. I'm excited about those particular episodes. So I have a wide variety of episodes that I want to bring to you, right? In the Ageless Abodes, or I have been bringing to you in the Ageless Abodes podcast. So you want to go ahead and subscribe to this channel and then hit that notification button so that you can be notified whenever a new episode is uploaded. Also, if you're interested in knowing what it's like to live here in the DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. If you're curious about what it's like to live here, I encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Live, Laugh, Love, DMV. DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. We have a lot of community events. So on that channel, I'll share what it's like to live here. I also share real estate related content there. I also share scams there, right? Because again, I'm on the mission to make people aware about these scams so that they can be empowered. Because again, this scam and fraud is a multi-billion dollar business, right? People are losing thousands of dollars. People are losing their life savings, right? And let me tell you, one thing about me is I don't care if it's a dollar. If it's mine, it's mine, right? So people are losing thousands of dollars to all different types of scams, right? So I need for you to be aware of the different type of scams because in a lot of cases, there's no restitution. There's no recovery. You don't get that money back, right? Imagine losing $60,000 and not being able to get that money back. And when you report it to the police, there's no help for you, right? So you have to be empowered. You have to understand so that when these scammers or when these situations come your way, a red flag will go up and an alarm would start sounding, right? So that's why I, again, volunteer to learn about these scams. And then also, that is why I am doing these videos about these scams so that you will understand that they exist and that people of all ages can get scammed. Scammers have no boundaries, right? And then also for those who have been victims too, I want to motivate them to speak up so that there's a law passed so that these people are persecuted, right? Because criminals are criminals and they need what they need, right? You know, and that if that is to sit down for a little while and leave people alone and stop stealing, then it is what it is, right? So again, in this episode, I'm going to go over the different types of scam. I'm going to give you an overview of the different types so that you will be aware. But then I'm going to do other videos and other podcasts where I dig into each one of the different scams, right? Dig deep into it and what you can do. One thing about me is I'm very solution oriented, and so I want to give you solutions, right? And I want to, again, put the I want to have it so that the radar will go off. And you'll say, okay, wait a minute, let me back up for this because I've heard this before, right? I love that feeling. But anyway, guys, so again, I'm going to give you an overview or a list of the different types of scams, some of the different types of scams. And again, you want to subscribe to this channel, Ageless Abodes Podcast, and then also the YouTube channel. And they're both going to be in my description. The YouTube channel is Live, Laugh, Love DMV. I'm going to put the links to both of those in this podcast. I'm also going to put where you can report the scams, right? Because one of the things we do is report it to the FTC, and then they'll make a note of the different type of scams. In some cases, there's restitution and ways that you can recover. In some places, there is not. But I do not ever want you to feel like, oh, it's my fault that they took money from me, that I gave them my money, right? That's exactly what this advocacy is about, for us to stop this criminal behavior. All right, guys, so go ahead and subscribe and like and subscribe to this channel, and let's get started. All right, guys, so it is October, and so it is the end of the year, or we're getting to the end of year. And so a lot of times you have charities. So oftentimes when you're in the at the end of the year, people make donations to charities, and often charities and organizations reach out to solicit your contributions, right? And so, or your donations. And so there is a charitable solicitations scam that is out right now. Sometimes scammers, they will make up a phony charity, right? And they will say that they're working on behalf of a charity, but in fact, they're not connected with the charity at all. They never donate the money to the nonprofit that they say that they are associated with. And understand that these scammers can reach out to you in a wide variety of ways: the telemarketing, direct mail, email, door to door. And honestly, they may even create websites, right? Evil never sleeps, right? So you want to beware of or verify that these nonprofits or charities actually exist and that they are actually getting into the hands of these nonprofit representatives rather than a scammer. So you have the charitable solicitation scammers. The other one is computer virus or software scams. And this is a threat on your computer device. This is where the scammer puts some type of virus or corrupt software onto your computer, right? So they may call you to have access, to request access to your computer, or they may email you, or they may have a pop-up warning pop up on your computer, right? And they may request, again, remote access to your device so that they can insert a virus. Now, let me just say that they can say that they're testing for the software. They can say that your computer has been infected with a virus. There are different verbiage that they use to trap you, right? But more importantly, the thing is they want access into your computer so that they can install a virus or some type of malware onto your system so that they can take your information that's on the computer. And it is a costly fix to get the malware or the virus off of your computer. And it allows them to dig in through your files while they're in your computer. Another type of scam is an employment scam. Now, I think this is critical for you to hear about because we are living in a day and age where people are promising work from home opportunities, right? They're promising secret shopper opportunities, right? But you have to sign up and then you have to give your account number in order to get paid, right? Sounds legit, right? However, you need to understand that there are some employment scams out there, right? They'll even create a bogus job posting, right? They'll call you on the phone. They'll send you recruitment emails and ads and things of that nature. They'll create online ads and then you click on to the ad and then you're like, oh, okay, that sounds legit. They may even have, again, a website, right? So we have to be really, really diligent and we have to really do our homework to make sure that these things are legit and they are upstanding, right? So there are some work from home scams, and then there are some secret shopper scams, and then there are some, we're going to get into the pyramid and things of that nature, but you want to be aware that there are some employment scams out there. And then sometimes they'll say, oh yeah, you can do this, but you have to pay for the supplies, or you have to pay to sign up, right? These are all red flags that should raise your radar to say, okay, wait a minute, something's not right about this, right? Why do I have to pay you first? Why do I have to give you my information first before we can make this happen? So you just want to be, again, aware of these scams. I just want to put it on your radar so that a red flag goes up and you can protect yourself. Because again, sometimes when you're taken for money, or you feel scammed or been a victim of a fraud, you feel guilty, you feel shamed, and you feel embarrassed, right? So I want you to be empowered. First of all, I want you to be aware of the different scams that are out there. And then secondly, I want you to have a solution because, I want you to prevent it because that's the biggest thing, because you cannot always recover this money in every situation. Because sometimes after they scam you, they ride out into the sunset and look for their next victim. So you need to be aware of the different types of scams. So far we've gone over the charitable solicitation scam, the computer virus scam, the employment scam, and now we're on to the fraudulent sales scam. Now, the fraudulent sales scam is when people pretend to have something to sell, but they don't really have something to sell, right? And that can include automobile sales, pets, cosmetics. I had someone with the pets when I was looking for my little dogs. I had someone, I reached out to them on Facebook Marketplace and they said, you know, cute little dog. Oh, no. It was a website. Okay. Website. Cause I was looking all over the place trying to find a little dog. Right. So I went on to this website. I don't remember the name of it. I really don't remember the name because it was once my red flag goes up, I skip it and move on to the next. No, we're going to keep it moving. And that's how you should be. But anyway, they advertised that they had this pet, cute little mochi or shih tzu, probably a shih tzu. So, I wanted this dog. He's so cute. So anyway, they're like, okay, but we have to ship them to you. We have to ship them to you. And then you have to pay for the puppy to be shipped or for the dog to be shipped. Right. And I just want you again to be aware of these scams so that your red flag can start flagging and waving and the radar can start sounding for you to back away slowly. Right. Because again, unfortunately, sometimes these people are not able to be tracked. It's a time is of the essence type of thing. And then also there's no restitution for you to get your money back. That's the biggest thing that you need to understand. And this is why you need to prevent these things from happening. So they could be selling automobile sales. They could be selling pets. They could be selling cosmetics. They could be selling, this is a good one, health supplements, especially for weight loss, right? Because so many people need it or want it, right? That is a big one, the weight loss, right? But what happens is, again, they advertise it, they have these items, but you need to send money. And then at the same time, you reach out and they actually don't have the merchandise to send to you. They will disappear and ride off into the satellite. Satellite, sunshine, and then look for the next victim. Okay. But you need to be careful whether you are on the Washington Post, whether you are on eBay, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, or a website. I need you to understand that people will take the time to create a website. And it's bogus. The whole thing is bogus, right? That's really sad to think. Like, evil never sleeps. And it's sad to think that somebody would put that much effort into a website only to be corrupt. And in some cases, to be honest with you, in some cases, the website looks exactly like, it looks a replica of the original, right? So you want to be careful and you need to do your due diligence, even if your due diligence includes calling the place itself. Right. So for example, if let's take, for example, a bank, and I'm just using this as an example, then you may want to call that branch office, right? Either way, you need to verify it, right? If they're on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, eBay. I had a situation happen to me on eBay where they said they delivered the tent, the pop-up tent for me to exhibit at events. They said that they delivered it to me, but then when you track the package, it was in New York somewhere, but it showed that it was delivered to my address in Maryland. That was crazy to me. The good thing about that is that there are some websites, eBay, and I want to say Amazon is that way too. They will back their name up, right? So they'll research it and then they will give you the money back. But like I said, in some instances, there is no restitution, unfortunately. So again, that is why you need to be aware of these scams so that you can practice prevention, okay? And also know that sometimes these people or these things will require some type of untraceable form of payment, like a gift card, right? Or they may even ask you to cash a check with an overpayment and then return the difference. That is crazy, right? People are really, really, I don't want to say they're clever with these scams, but they are. Evil never sleeps. And it's crazy what people will do to be crooked. I hate to, you know, I don't know how else to, it's crazy. Okay, let's move on. Another scam is a free trial offer scam. Now, in this type of scam, they bet on you not reading the fine print. Sometimes I've even had to say, okay, what is the price after this free trial? Because you don't see it. It's not advertised. They'll say, click on for the free trial here. But then when you see or ask about the monthly amount after the free trial, you're like, oh, that's a lot of money, right? So when you see these free trial offers, right, what you want to do is you want to read the fine print or you want to dig deeper to find out what is the payment after the free trial. Right? Because sometimes it can turn into an expensive subscription, but by that time they already have your information because most free trials require you to put in your card number before you can begin. Now, let me just say something about that card thing that just popped up in my mind. One of the things about your bank card is, number one, you can freeze it in most bank institutions. You can freeze it. And number two, you can have them disable it. And number three, you can have them send you a whole nother one, right? That is possible for you to do without waiting for the expiration date. I just wanted you to know that because I am all about prevention, right? The other thing you can do is most of the time with these free trial offers, you can cancel it. I personally like the free trials where you do not have to put in your card, but you have the option of renewing with the subscription, and then you put in your card number. But most of them, from what I've seen, most of them they require you to put down your card. But the biggest thing you need to take away from this is the fact that you need to understand what is the subscription price at the end of this trial. Because sometimes the subscription price is more than your budget, than you want in your budget, right? Or that your budget will even allow, right? So you just want to have that information, right? What is the amount after the free trial? And then also, are there any hidden fees or charges, right? Read the fine print or find out what is the amount after the free trial. Another type of scam is the grant scam. And what happens in this scam is the scammer will pose as a representative for a grant program, right? Such as some type of government agency. And it convinces you, as the consumer or the victim, potential victim, to send money to apply for this grant. But the reality is that there is no grant, right? That representative is not even connected to the organization. All right, so another scam is the home repair improvements and product. Now, you know, I can stay on this, I can harp on this for a long time because unfortunately I've heard of a lot of stories about this, right? But what happens is the scammer will pose as a company or a contractor to that provides some type of repair or renovation. And in some cases, it could be that the contractor, that really is their business, right? They're not posing, they just have crooked ways, right? And so what happens is sometimes what they'll do is they'll go door to door soliciting, or they'll do the advertisement website. They'll do what they need to do to catch you as the potential victim. So they'll do what they have to do to gain your attention, right? But they require an upfront payment. Okay, yes. We will fix this patio for you. We will fix this front, what is it? We will fix this. We will finish your basement for you, yes. But we require upfront fees so we can pay for the materials. We require an upfront fee for whatever, right? So you want to be mindful and you need to be able to work out something. Sometimes people do half that payment. Sometimes they do no payment until a certain amount of it is done because sometimes people give up all of the money up front, think because it sounds legit. Okay, pay for the supplies to be able to do my thing. But at the same time, they give up all of the money, and then the person again rise out to the sunset and then look for their next victim, right? So there are ways around this. Number one, you don't give them all of the money up front, and number two, you can ask for referrals, right? As for referrals from people that they've done work for in the past, and then contact those people. Don't just take the referrals and do nothing with it. No, reach out to those people. You want to know about their personality. You want to know about their work ethics. You want to know about the quality of their work, right? And more importantly, you want to know how the payment was handled so that you don't lose your money. There are some people who have run into these scammers and they still have an unfinished basement. They still have a backyard patio that's still damaged, right? It's not finished, or in some cases dug up and it's not finished, right? So they can sometimes leave you in a worse situation. The point is you want to again do your due diligence. You can also look on the Better Business Bureau to find out what people have said about them, if anything. These people, repair and home improvements, have licenses, and so they report to a higher entity. You can also not only confirm that they are in fact licensed, but you can also see if there are any complaints against them through that professional organization. For example, as real estate agents, we have the real estate commission that we answer to, and any complaints go through the commission, right? We also have a website where you can look up, you can key in our name. You can put something like Maryland Real Estate License Lookup. And once you do that, you can put in Douglas or whoever's name, and then you can put in the state, I think it is. And it'll pull up who this person is, what real estate agent are they affiliated with, and whether or not they're licensed and when their license expired, right? So my point is these people have to be licensed to work on your properties, right? So there are entities that they report to hold them liable, right? Another type of scam is identity theft. Oh my goodness. Now this is running rampant, and there are all different types of identity thefts that are out there, from the stealing your home to the personal information to your financial information. And what they do is these scammers pose as they are you, right? And then they make unauthorized transactions or purchases, right? They pretend that they are you to get what they want, right? To damage your credit, your finances, and even your reputation, right? So there are one time I heard of this situation. It was on the news where a guy was arrested. He was pulled over for a traffic violation, and they discovered that there was a warrant for him. Well, he wasn't actually the person. There was somebody who had his information. And somebody had his information, turned it into a license, and went to rob a bank or something like that. And turned out that, so they went to rob a bank, but they were posing as him. Their ID said that they were him, right? It's really, really sad. Again, what evil will go through, the extremes that they will go through for evil, right? Evil never sleeps, and yet it is amazing to me, because my thing is, if they can put that energy, that negative energy, that evil energy into something positive, they could be a powerhouse. Like some people just use it for evil. I don't get it. Anyway, the imposter business scam is another one. Now, the imposter business scam is when a scammer will create letterheads, again, websites. They will create some type of communication that appears to be from the trusted business, and they'll send it to you in hopes to get your personal information. The goal is always to get your personal information, your money, and also if they ask for money, they're gonna want something untraceable, like cash or gift card, right? Now, again, in this episode, I'm only going over this list, but I'm going to dig into each one of these things with different episodes. But for right now, I just want to do an overview for this particular episode, because I am, again, training. And so it was so unbelievable, the number of scams that are out there, right? But it's a multi-billion dollar industry. What saddens me, what hurts me more than anything, is the fact that in most cases there is no restitution and you're just out of money. Like, that hurts my heart. And so I have to empower you. I have to do my part to be a part of the solution, because it hurts my heart so bad. And again, this can affect seniors or younger. Actually, the younger people have the social media scams, which I need to add to this list, and then also the rental scams. We'll get to that later. All right, guys. So the imposter business, they will pretend to be a trusted business. They'll create the letterhead, and it'll look just like the actual business, the colors and everything, the logo and everything. And they use this information, but they're actually bogus, right? Again, to verify, you want to call and confirm that the communication came from them. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, we noticed something's going on with your account. Please give us a call. But that number is not a legit number. And it'll even have an 800 number. Like, there are ways to create these bogus telephone numbers, right? But again, you want to hang up, or you want to disconnect from the communication if it's an email. And you want to, and do not click on any links if it's an email. And you want to disconnect, and you want to call the customer service, the business itself, right? Or you can say, hey, I'm going to call you right back. Because sometimes these companies will even call and say, hey, I'm calling to speak to Brenda Douglas. Is this Brenda Douglas? And then you're like, yeah, this is me. And they're like, can you verify your information? Excuse me, you call me. You verify my information. You tell me my information, and then I will verify it, right? Or most of the time what I do is I hang up and I call them back. Also, guys, I have, like, for example, my car. I have that car company on my caller ID. So I know that it's coming from that call, from that, place, right? So that's another way, that's another solution for you to know that it is coming from there. But there are some ways to deviate the call and reroute it somewhere. Like I said, evil never sleeps, and they're very, very sophisticated, guys. And they work diligent. That's crazy to me. But anyway, what you can do is hang up the phone or disconnect from the, or don't click on the email, and then call the institution yourself to verify that this is in fact happening, right? Now, another scam is called the imposter family or friend. Now, what happens in this scam is that the scammer will call a person and pretend to be a trusted friend or family member, right? And then they'll say that they're in some type of crisis or distress, right? And they will pressure the person to send money immediately, right? They will pressure the person. They could say, hey, I'm in jail. I need you to bail me out. They can say, I have a hospital bill that I can't pay or something or another. So they pretend to be one of your loved ones. There's another one that's similar to this, and it's called the grandma scam or grandparent scam. And in the same way, they will call the grandparents and they will pose to be the grandchildren who are in trouble, right? And they need the grandma to help, because they know that a grandparent's heart is what? The grandchildren, right? So they use it against people. And so again, you want to verify. A lot of times when it's a family or friend, if somebody is going through a crisis, it's probably already on the family grapevine, right? I call it the family grapevine. It's where everybody buzz, talk about everybody else's business, right? And so a lot of times if somebody's going through, somebody else in the family already knows, right? And they're probably on the phone talking as you speak, right? The point is you want to hang up and you want to call the person related, another person related to that person. For example, in the example of the grandparent scam and this friend and family imposter, if it is the grandparent, you want to hang up the phone and you want to call the mother. Now, sometimes they may say, please don't tell my mom, please don't tell my mom. But look, once that money is gone, it's gone, right? So you want to call somebody, even if it's a cousin that she's close to or he is close to. Call them up to say, hey, have you heard from so-and-so? What's going on with her, right? Family is very good about that, right? Family is your support system, right? They're your inside, even though they have that grapevine. I can't stand that grapevine. I try to stay off that grapevine. But at the same time, you want to verify this information by any means necessary, because once the money is gone, it is gone and there's no restitution, right? All right, so another type of scam is the imposter government scam. And what this is the scammer will pose to be some type of government agency, right? A representative from a government agency. And they'll call you. They'll do that little robocall. They will send emails or some type of letter. And again, it will look legit, and they'll claim to be the IRS. They will claim to be the Social Security Administration, needing your Medicare card information, or they will call you claiming to be about the agency with the jury duty thing, or they could call you posing to be immigration authorities, right? And then they will demand some type of immediate payment, right? And again, a lot of times they don't want something that's traceable. So it could be they requesting a gift card or, like I said, cash. They need cash. You can wire the information to whatever or the money to whatever, right? And I apologize. Let me take that back about the wiring that is traceable. It will be some type of untraceable, some type of method that is not traceable. I'm sorry. Like, let me just go back to the gift card, or like I said, cash. Cash is not traceable. So I just wanted to correct that, right? Again, I'm still learning. It's okay. Okay, an inheritance scam, right? Now, I've been seeing commercials. I have been seeing commercials where they say, "We have unclaimed money. Call now to receive your money." Now, I'm not saying that that is a scam. I don't know. I haven't dug into it to find out, but I have seen a commercial like that, and they will go through those extremes to get the information, right? Why? Because it is big business, right? People are making lots and lots of money, right? And by the time several people file claims and it's a civil matter, by the time more people reported, they're gone. They're gone. They done moved on to their next victim in another state sometimes, right? But anyway, the inheritance scam. And this is when a scammer contacts a person out of the blue and they say that they have to claim this large sum of money that a relative left them as an inheritance. They will either call you, they will even send a letter, they will do a phone. I'm sorry, phone call is the same, text message, right? Or they'll send a letter or even email or even social media, right? Guys, what I want you to understand more than anything is the fact that you can be contacted in any type of method, whether it be, again, the letter, phone call, social media, text, email. They can contact you in different ways, right? A contact is a contact, right? But these people, again, will come call you, contact you out of the blue and say that a long-distance relative or some wealthy person left you an inheritance of a lot of money, right? They'll even pose as a lawyer or a banker or some type of official person, right? But they request some type of identifiable information, again, identities, in order to release the money, right? But there is no money, right? They just want your identity. They want your information that of your identity, right? Guys, I know that this seems like a lot of scams, and I'm not even finished the list. I know that it seems like a lot of scams, but you need to be aware that there is such a wide variety of scams, right? So your radar needs to go up. That's what I want. I want you to be sensitive to these so that the red flags will start waving and the radar will start going off. Wait a minute, I've heard this on Brenda Douglas's podcast about scams, right? And I know that I'm not a senior, but I know that it can happen to anyone, right? Because sometimes these scams can happen to the most savviest person because they're so the scammers are so creative, right? They'll go through a lot of extremes for evil. It's just unbelievable to me. The other type of scam is an investment fraud, and or a scheme, right? These are the Ponzi schemes and the pyramid schemes, right? And this is where they take the money with some type of promise of a low risk or no risk guarantee of returns, right? And a lot of times people consider the multi-level marketing to be that way. There are so many multi-level or MLM companies out there. Oh my goodness, there are so many. You can even do a research of the list of multi-level companies out there. There are so many. And yes, you always have to put down a deposit. I know because unfortunately I've been a part of some of them and have not gotten a return. Now, yes, they say, oh, but you have to put it in. But let me tell you, most of the time, the money comes from the recruitment of new people, not always from the products, but from the recruitment of people, right? Another type of scam that falls within this type of investment fraud and schemes is the crypto fraud. Now, that is cryptocurrency is something that is is really, really new, right? But it's crazy to think that there are already scams pertaining to it, like the Bitcoin, the Ethereum, Solana, whatever, right? That online training, right? And it's a possible investment to be able to make profit. But what happens, unfortunately, is that people experience losses, dramatic amount of losses, because they put so much into it, hoping to get a return, right? So, like I said, this cryptocurrency is new, but you're starting to see it a lot. The Bitcoin, oh my goodness, you're starting to see that a lot of different places, right? Because it's fairly so new, and it's crazy to think that there are already scams related to this, and it's fairly new, right? Again, evil never sleeps. Right now, the online dating scams. Now, let me tell you one thing about scams in general. Criminals know that if they can get your emotions tied into this, and if they can get your emotions on a heightened level, like when it comes to love, when it comes to fear, they know that if they can heighten your emotions, they've got you. There is a good chance that they can steal from you. And I know this from personal experience. Right. But if they can get that ether going and get you, that means in a heightened emotional state, then you'll give in, which is why you need to guard your heart with all diligence, as the scriptures say. Right. There are some online dating scams. Right. And criminals know this really, really well. And I mean the literal criminals sitting in the jails, right? What they do is they'll do an online profile, or they'll fake an identity to gain someone's affection and trust. Then they will build a relationship with you, right? Whether it's over time or for a short time, they'll build a relationship with you. And they're very good about manipulation. They're very good about using languages to help you give in. They'll make you feel loved. They'll give you all of their attention, right? And yet at the same time, they really, really have no interest. They only have one goal in mind, and that is to get your money. Sometimes they may even say that they need emergency medical care. Sometimes they may say that they need to go and visit something or be transported somewhere. Sometimes they may say that they need money on the books. These people, they prey on the emotions of others, and they make you believe that you are loved. Now, everybody wants to feel loved, right? Everybody wants to be loved, right? And so they use that in an evil way to their advantage. And so they pretend to love you. And in some cases, they also pretend to be celebrities. I had somebody with especially on social media, guys, you really need to be careful about that social media, right? Because you're into it, like you enjoy in the community, the connection across the world. So you have to be really, I love social media. So you have to be very, very careful with social media. I've received friend requests from Johnny Gill, to different types of celebrities. You know it's not the real celebrity. There's no verification check on it, right? And then also military personnel. So the point is that you really, really want to be careful, because evil never sleeps, and they are very, very careful. The thing is, once you give up this money, you'll feel like you volunteered to give up this money, and it feels real. You did give up the money, but at the same time, you're not, but at the same time, you were still victimized. That's what I need you to understand. Don't feel guilty about it. You were still victimized. And again, this is exactly why I have to do this scan, because I have to empower us all to understand what these scams are. And then I need you to understand how sophisticated the scams are, and the fact that evil never sleeps, so you can be empowered to prevent this thing. The other thing about this online dating scam is the fact that they will create, I'm sure you guys have heard of the phishing, they'll create fake profiles, right? And the point is, They will prey on your emotions. Now, let me just say something else about this since we're on this criminal topic, which I think all scammers are criminals. But at the same time, another thing about people who are exiting the system of the jail corrections, what you need to understand is sometimes they come out of those facilities looking for a target. They come out of jail and they come looking for someone that they can lay, live at home with them. I mean, they come out of jail looking for a victim or a prey that they can live with and take care of them, right? Again, you need to understand that this is a scam and it's a way to manipulate in some cases because they don't really love you. They just need a place to lay their head, right? They know that they can't qualify for an apartment. They know that they can't qualify to live because they have that criminal background. In a lot of cases, they will be denied, right? So they look for prey or someone to connect with so that they can kind of finance their lifestyle, right? Again, I'm not condemning. I'm not judging. Because I believe that within all of these scams, we've all fallen short in some cases. But you need to understand that it is criminal behavior. And because a lot of people don't speak up, it's not always taken seriously, right? So again, that's why I want to empower you to understand what they are. I also want to let you know that if we cry out, if enough of us cry out, then these things will stop and these people will be persecuted, right? For what it is, a scam, right? Because the economy, again, is losing billions of dollars of money, right? So, and the scammers are just finding their next victim, right? It's so unfortunate. It's going untapped. Like this is the type of crime. Scams and frauds are the type of crimes that are going unnoticed, right? And yet people are losing thousands of dollars, right? So again, I just want you to be made aware of them right now. I'm going through a list of them, but I am going to dig into each one of these scams so that we can further understand it. And then I also want to empower you on what to do. Because a lot of times, like I said, unfortunately, there's not always restitution. That's why you have to guard yourself. You have to guard your emotions. You have to guard your heart with all diligence because evil never sleeps. The next scam is phishing. Phishing is when they're pretty much, it is what it says. They're pretty much just fishing for a victim, right? So what they do is they contact people via email, text message, telephone, and they pose to be some type of institution. And they're fishing for information. They're trying to get your personal information, but like your bank card, your credit card, and they're just pretty much throwing out the net to see who will take the bites, right? But the idea or the goal is to get your information, whether it be your bank card, whether it be your Medicare card, whether it be your any type of health insurance card number, ID number. Because the thing is, when they have your medical ID number, they are able to get medical services under your ID number. So you want to be very, very careful about that and any information. Don't just when you get those when you get any type of information, any type of mail that has any type of identifying information, like sometimes, like I had to have them stop the bank statements. Don't send my bank statements at home. I will look at it online. Some people are scared to look online. But the thing about having the hard copy, if that is you and you want them to send your bank statements to your home, then you, when it's time to discard it, you're going to have to protect yourself by taking a marker and cleaning out or marking off your personal information. Don't just throw the thing in the trash. You have to cut it up or tear it up. Or take that, a better solution is to take some type of marker where you're not able to see or they are not able to see any of your identifying information, right? So again, these people are fishing for your personal information, your bank cards, your bank statement, your account numbers, your passwords, anything. They're just fishing for any type of identifying information to use against you, right? Another type of scam are prizes, sweepstakes, and lotteries. And I feel like this is interesting because I remember years ago there was a publisher's clearinghouse. Now, I'm not saying that those people are bogus, right? But what I am saying is that there are scams out there where they pose to be these sweepstakes, right? So, and what happened is they'll call you and they'll say that you won a prize, maybe a car or a vacation or some large sum of money, right? But this scammer will tell you that you need to pay a fee in order to claim this prize. But unfortunately, there is no prize, right? And you could lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And guys, again, sadly, sometimes there's no recovery, there's no restitution. Like, I just need you to understand that. So the best protection is prevention, and that's why I am committed to doing these the podcasts and the YouTube, because you have to understand that there's such a wide variety of scams out there, and ultimately all of them are criminals, right? They're doing criminal behavior, right? And but not enough. Like, sometimes people feel like because I gave them the information, then it's my fault, right? I did it to myself, and so I should what is it? I should be punished for doing that, right? Or it was my decision. And while that is true, if somehow that is, if we all cry out, if our voices are heard together, right? Because even though they're reporting that it's a multi-billion-dollar industry and people are losing thousands of dollars, these are not all, like, people, not everyone is reporting this stuff, right? So there's more than that. So the losses are more because not a lot of people are reporting it because people are embarrassed. They feel like it's their fault. But guys, if we speak up together, we can get a resolution and we can have it considered to be a criminal act and people be prosecuted. All right, so then there is a timeshare scam, right? And what happened in this scam is the scammer will call the timeshare owner, right? And they will pose to be a reseller or even a real estate agent, right? And they will claim that they have a buyer for the timeshare or a guarantee that they will sell the timeshare for an inflated price, right? Then they ask the seller to pay for the closing costs, right? Or other fees associated with the sale. But in the end, there is no sale and they take that money and they go, right? Now, this scam reminds me of something that recently happened, and that is a rental scam, right? Now, in a rental scam, what will happen is the scammer will create an ad, advertising that they have a rental, right? And in some cases, you'll go there, they'll have the application, you fill out the application for the rental, you give them the deposit. And some of them require the first month's and the second month rent. So you'll give them this deposit. And in some cases, even like in the situation where one of our agents had, the person was making payments to this person, monthly payments. So they pay the deposit and then they were receiving monthly payments. But when the person reached out for my colleague to list the rental so that they can get the property rental, turns out that well, she got there and there was someone renting the place out, and he said, "Well, I've been making payments." And she's like, "Well, that person doesn't own the property." So, guys, when homes are sitting vacant, right, you do have people who claim the rights to these properties, but they're not the legal owner, right? So in those rental scams, when you are looking for a place to rent, you want to verify that the property owner, that the owner is in fact the owner of that property, right? And not someone posing to be, or some type of what is it? I forget the word, I just used it. You don't want to pretend, you don't want this person to be pretending to be the owner, and then you're giving your money to this person, because truthfully, that dude can reach out to him and then call him to the floor or the carpet or whatever, however the term says, and then the guy can never be heard from or seen again. Because a lot of times in those situations, you don't know where your landlord lives. A lot of times you don't, right? So you just want to be careful about the fact that there are some rental scams and there are some real estate scams is well. In other words, people posing to be owners of the property in hopes of selling the property, right? We've had an agent like that. And because the thing is, guys, the property information is public information, right? So you can go on the Maryland property and the taxes and assessments website, and you can find out who is the owner of this property. We had a real estate agent who the person sent his ID, because she asked him to send the ID and send me a copy of your ID and send me the address and everything. All of it checked out as if he was the owner of this property, and it matched the property records, right? Well, what happened was the person who owns the property knew the real estate agent, right? And he was like, why is there a sign on the property? That property is not being sold. Anyway, that's how they found out there. And then I had someone call and say, hey, I want you to list my home. And then so I got to digging around, asking the information. And then while I was talking to him, I'm on the computer looking up who is the owner of this property. So I keyed in the address and I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say your name was? Anyway, long story short, it turned out to not be the same. It didn't match, right? And then again, he rides off into the sunset. Guys, people are getting very, very creative with these evil schemes or scams, right? Because they know they can get away with it in some cases, right? With your money. Right. It's really, really sad, because I feel sad for the victims. And that's why I am doing this. That's why I am being trained on for this scam hotline or helpline, for me to help victims and for me to also educate you on what scams are and the different types. Is unbelievable. You see how long this list was? And there are many, many more. I'm sure that you guys can share in the comments some that you've experienced, right? So help others. I want to be a vocal, I want to be a voice for the victims, right? And I want these criminals to be prosecuted, right? I want it to be put to the forefront so that these people can, well, you can't always have restitution, but I want the people who are scammers to be prosecuted, right? I want it to be made aware that these things are out of control, right? And I want something to be done. So this is why I'm volunteering, and this is why I'm educating people about what scams are and how you can prevent it, right? Because the biggest thing, the biggest form of protection is prevention, right? So guys, I hope that this list has been helpful to you. I hope that you have gotten something out of this. Go ahead and like this channel if it has been beneficial to you. And also, again, feel free to share your experiences. This is a no judgment zone. Go ahead and share your experiences so that you can be a blessing and prevent others from being hurt as well. In some cases, like I said, when there's a scam, some people have restitution and recovery. In other cases, they don't, right? And also, I want you to get out of the habit of feeling guilty or feeling shame. Sometimes it is what it is, and we need to move forward. But what you can do is you can empower others to not let it happen to them, right? To be wise. Like, I remember my situation, praying for the next person. Please protect that person. Please let them see the red flags. Please let them not be so desperate for love and for connection that they lose, right? Because when you are a victim, it's emotionally, it scars you, right? And in some cases, it makes it harder for the next person, because now your trust is wavering, right? So anyway, guys, again, I hope that this has been helpful to you. Go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel and stay tuned as I dig into each one of these different types of scams. Because again, I am on a mission to empower people and help them to understand what they are and how to prevent themselves. I also am going to share how people can report this scams. That's one of the things I do, is I take note and I forward it to the Federal Trade Commission. So the point is that you need to be mindful, and you need to be strategic and wise, and you need to do your due diligence in researching these places, and you need to be ever careful. All right, guys, I hope that this has been helpful. Take care and have a wonderful day.